You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thanks for joining us for this episode 668. Appreciate you being with us.
Definitely do appreciate you being with us. And definitely appreciate all those reviews and all those shares that you guys have been giving us wherever you download podcasts. Today I'm excited because we're going to talk about rejection. Do you like rejection, Rob?
Generally, no.
What if you were okay with rejection?
You know what? Actually, it's okay. So really quick, kind of to add to the point that you're about to make, I read something where this father would
Where this father asked
his daughter, she was talking about this, her dad would ask her like every day at dinner, tell me what you failed at today. He didn't say, So what grades did you get? Or, and I'm going to incorporate this at home. Like, what did you fail at today with the obvious intention,
Jake,
right?
Right now.
Right? So I just love that, because you're encouraging, I think, the right behaviors and the right understanding of the fact that it's okay to fail.
I think you learn more from failing than you do from success, but that's just me.
Well, absolutely.
I also think when we talk about rejection, I think one thing that's really important as well is I think you guys should do something, and we're going to be talking about sales today and specifically about going after golf courses and deliverables and how to price it and how to sell it. And I just think it's so important. I just think it is so, so, so important to do something every single day that scares you. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, draw a firearm when you're at the stoplight next to some D-bag, okay? That's not what that means, because that probably scares you too. And that scares me, and that would scare other people, and you would probably get arrested for that. But I mean, do something that scares you, like compliment someone at a gas station, or talk to someone that you've always wanted to talk to, or do something like, for example, if there's a client that you really, really want and it kind of scares you to call them, it kind of scares you to cold call. I feel like the biggest issue with people cold calling, the most successful cold callers I've ever met, were borderline arrogant. And the best cold callers are humble, confident people, but they're not afraid to talk to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you learn that trait, that you're not afraid to talk to anyone, your business is going to really take off, as they would say. But anyway, before we get into today's question is brought to you by the Drone U landing pads. If you don't have a landing pad and you want a landing pad, even one that floats, check out thedroneu.com, and you can find those landing pads directly on our site, and we will even have a link for you in the show notes. If you're taking off a lot in the Southwest, if you're taking off, even if you're in a wooded area, or you're in a dirty area, I mean dirty like lots of dirt, sand around, landing pads are really awesome to have. But also, if you're in a grassy area and you don't want grass to get in your gimbal and screw it up, then you're definitely going to want a landing pad as well. And you know, something I learned very recently, Rob, is that in the manned pilot aviation groups on Facebook, they actually look out for landing pads, because they know if there are landing pads below, that chances are it's a more responsible drone operator than a non-responsible. This is directly from what I'm seeing inside of other aviation groups. So a landing pad signals to those above you that maybe you are more responsible. So something that's worth thinking about there, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Why not help them out a little bit? Give them a little peace of mind.
Definitely.
Yeah, I didn't think
maybe
about
we
that.
Should give away a landing pad to someone. What we're at, what's, did we give away the membership at 650? I can't remember.
We did. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So in our next giveaway, let's give away a free membership and let's give away a landing pad.
Okay. So that's going to be anybody that is on the air for 651 through 700. You'll be in the running.
I feel like I want to give away a landing pad to someone in the community too, and just be like, first one to answer this question, where was the very first Wright Brothers plane sold?
Sold?
Yes. Because Poughkeepsie. Actually, a lot of the BS that we deal with as drone operators happened over 100 years ago when it came to planes. flying over people's properties, certification of aircraft, flying over people, all that crap.
Yeah, newfangled ideas. People don't like that.
History repeats itself, Rob.
Indeed.
So do you know where the first Wright Brothers plane was sold?
Pennsylvania.
France.
Really?
Yep.
Just because they're...
Because they were cool with selling aircraft way before the American government was.
Which is pretty typical.
Yeah, shocker.
Just in terms of how we tend to be a little bit slower to adopt some of these things.
Which I think is actually a wise attitude when it comes to business and YouTube videos. You don't have to be the first, just be the best.
True.
So anyway, let's get into today's question.
Hi guys, this is Brian with BNDCreations.com. And on one of your most recent podcasts, you guys mentioned working with golf courses. This struck a real chord with me, and when I checked, none of my local courses seemed to have any aerial photography. The thing is, I'm not really sure who and how to approach the marketing with a golf course. What are the things they're going to look for to sell this as a service they want? Also, when discussing pricing, do you guys recommend I stay with a lump sum of like $11,000 or something along the lines of $600 a hole to make it sound a little more palatable? What do you guys think, thoughts on this? I'd really love to hear it. And guys, I want to say thank you so much for the inspirations and everything else. You guys have been doing an amazing job. I want to say you all have a good day and be blessed.
Sounds like he's got a lot of birds in the background.
Yeah, there was something going on there. But Brian, I want to thank you because it's you and the listeners that make this all possible. It's you sending in a question. It's you. No, I'm not talking to Brian. I'm talking to everybody else. Sending in your question, because when you do, you're actually asking a question for a lot of people that are thinking the same thing. So go to astronew.com and go for it.
Don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, you're in the wrong business. And if you're afraid and you think you can't learn to be unafraid, well, then shiza, you're screwed.
Shiza.
No, I'm kidding.
No. You didn't. Just do it.
Just do it. As Nike would say, just do it. All right. Step number one, don't be afraid to reach out to people.
Well, let me ask you this, though. So just taking what they want to do, would you call or would you just go to the golf course?
Well, first of all, you've got to have something to show them. Because if they can't visualize what you can provide, good luck. Literally good luck at selling them on stuff.
Of course, that makes a lot of sense.
You'll be selling them on a hope and a whim, and that normally doesn't go over very well. So I would say number one is you have got to go out there, and if you don't have the footage, you need to go out and make friends with one of the marketing directors at a golf course and just be very straight up with them and say, hey, look, I want to get some footage of your course. I'll give you rights to it. I'll put up a video on YouTube. I'll give you guys photos you can use for marketing. Why am I doing this for free? I want to gather marketing materials for myself to market myself to other golf courses because I want to be able to do mapping and modeling. I want to be able to do aerial videography. I want to do aerial photography. And I want to be able to show that to other people and say, hey, look what we can do. And I want to be able to charge, you know, anywhere from $3,500 to $15,000 to do a course. And it all depends on what you're doing for the course, because there is a lot of opportunity in doing aerial work with golf courses. Obviously, aerial photos is the tip of the iceberg, and you can probably get $50 to $100 a hole for different holes and do different photos. But also you can do aerial pathways. So aerial video, where you're taking video from the tee box and essentially you're starting out really low as if you were the golf ball, flying up to give an aerial perspective of the hole as it is, and then essentially de-elevating down to the course as you tilt your camera down as well. And all of that should be in one smooth motion. Now, on top of that, if you really want to make that money. If you really want to make the money, you got to get into mapping, because you can do very, very brilliant, beautiful models of each individual hole that can showcase information to these models. On top of that, you can do interactive maps. You can create a model of the hole, and then you can take 360 images on the tee box and on the green, so you can give people a real world look of what the green looks like. Especially this is useful on holes with a dog leg. Mm-hmm. We have a whole class, by the way, on interactive mapping. If you're a DroneU member, the class is free, because all classes are free to DroneU members. So make sure you check out that class on how to do interactive mapping. It's a very, very cool thing to do. We use Pinono cameras because they're the highest resolution cameras and you get the most detail, giving more value to your interactive maps. So Let's say that you had a golf course that was interested in showcasing aerial pathways, aerial photos they wanted for marketing, and they wanted to do interactive maps so that people could go log in to their application or their website and check out each individual hole. Or maybe they had golf carts that were interactive, meaning they had golf carts that have screens on them that are connected to the internet that showcase information about each individual hole. Well, here's the beautiful thing. If you were to create a map of each individual hole and then do an interactive map, and you were to actually map the entire golf course, you could create these models to be visible on things like Sketchfab. So they're very easy to be shown, where essentially, this is, I believe, the easiest way to do it, where essentially if you were in a golf cart and you wanted to view a hole, they would say view hole model, so you could see the elevation. You could add annotations in the maps themselves to say, hey, this is the downward elevation. There's a 30 degree elevation towards the pin. The pin is at the front of the hole, so you can expect where to hit the ball, how to hit the ball to essentially maximize your shots. So if you had each hole in Sketchfab, they would essentially just click the link. The link would pull up the Sketchfab feed. They could move around and take a look at the hole, try to see the best vantage points and perspectives of where to hit the ball. If it's a dogleg right, should I hit on the far side of the far left side of the hole to give myself a good pitching shot up to the green, or should I try and go for the Happy Gilmore and hook the ball around the side, or slice the ball depending on which kind of shooter you are, if you're a left-handed shooter or right-handed shooter.
As if we have control over that ball.
You want to go golfing, Rob? There's a reason I don't go golfing with Michael. I think I'd embarrass him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So, like, my dad, so this is how my dad and I bonded growing up, since he was heavy into corporate life. Mm-hmm. And he would always make me play with him in his foursomes. So from a very early age, I was playing in the foursomes and even got coached by a couple of professionals, went into the TaylorMade school to learn how to hit the TaylorMade drivers, and even learned how to weigh my TaylorMade drivers to hit certain ways if I wanted certain shots.
All right, so we're going golfing.
Okay.
I got to see this. I mean, you're talking a big game here, so I got... I'll drive the cart and you can golf.
I'll drive the cart. You can also get the beers too.
That's right.
Got to have at least two beers before I get started.
So you're going into some pretty heavy stuff. That's kind of the next level stuff.
Well, this is why I've been talking about advanced mapping courses on our site, because they're, I mean, literally now we can get accuracy and detail that is just unprecedented. And to be able to visualize that to your clients, I mean, the hardest part is not acquisition of data. The hardest part is not processing of data. The hardest part is visualizing and delivering the data to the client in a way that's useful to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So talking about getting in and being able to even work for a golf course in the first place, I love the idea of approaching them and saying, hey, look, I can give you some really cool stuff if you let me get footage for myself that I can then use later.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you probably should break that up into multiple trips. Go out there for sunset, go out there for sunrise, definitely sunrise in the morning so you can capture some nice foggy pictures, and then sunset pictures for a clearer image, beautiful sky, and you can see a lot of the golf course in clarity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So would you, so we're talking about essentially building a reel, right? That was in some sense the point to going and trying to get some footage and giving it for free and all that good stuff. Would you put mapping elements in your reel?
100%. I would actually showcase the whole process to them. So essentially what I would do is I would say, okay, here is the photo. So you could obviously use Ken Burns in your video. You could start your video and say, hey, let's use Paco Rich, right? Hey, Paco Ridge, my name is Paul Aiken, and I'm an aerial videographer, and I'm also an aerial modeler. We use drones to capture data to essentially utilize models to give your customers a better representation of the golf course so that they can have further engagement and interaction at the golf course, and you have a thing to advertise and sell to make people come to your golf course. So check this out. Yes, I can create aerial photos, and check out this beautiful work. This is Paco Ridge during a wedding I shot 2 years ago. Obviously, the sun on the clubhouse looks really beautiful. Now, check this out. Have you ever noticed that on hole 17, you've got about a 250-yard drive to even get to the fairway? And have you noticed that there is essentially a 300-foot de-elevation on hole 17 when you're hitting from the blacks? What if you could showcase that de-elevation in real time to people? So I would do the aerial pathway shot, showcase to them that, yeah, you can visualize what the ball would look like if we were actually going to the hole itself. But now let's take a more three-dimensional look at that. So then this is where you would model and map the hole 17, and you would pull up Sketchfab, and you would essentially do a screen recording of Sketchfab and move them around the hole so you could actually see the strong elevation change. And then if you really want to take that to the nth degree, you could do an animation of a ball, you know, going 250 yards and say 250 yards to the fairway, and then move the model around in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wow some people.
I just wanted to say, so the mapping and the modeling, that's kind of another level. And so I'm thinking that Brian most likely has the capability, the ability, the intelligence, all
Everyone
those things.
Everyone has the ability.
Absolutely. So, but to get in the door, my hunch is that he's going to be working primarily with videography and images.
And that's cool.
Yeah. So what would you recommend he say or do once, let's say he's already got his reel, right? He's already been to a golf course and he's convinced them that he can get them some cool stuff if they'll let him use the footage, and he'll give them the rights and all that good
and
stuff.
And by the way, only give them the rights for a year. Say, like, I'll give you rights to put this online and use for marketing, but only for 1 year.
Okay, cool.
That way you have a way to get back in with them and make money from them.
That's a good idea. But now again, so are you going to, once you've got everything and you're ready to go start selling your ability to fly golf courses, seems to me like it's best to almost kind of think of it like door-to-door, where you're going to try to talk to people. Phone calls, certainly doable, and a lot of people do them and do cold calls, but it just seems if you can take the time and go talk to somebody in person, show them something, maybe even have your laptop. I don't know how that's going
to
go.
You definitely have to have your laptop. You definitely have to have something to show them.
Right. You want to have something, or a tablet or an iPad, maybe would be even easier. Is that the route you would go, though?
Yeah. I mean,
boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground is definitely good. Trying to schedule meetings with these people is even better. Finding the right networking group is really, really good as well. But you can also go to manta.com and find out the marketing manager's information and ask him if you can buy him a drink, take him out, say you've got something you want to show him, that you want to see if this would be something that they would be interested in, but you don't want to waste his time. It's something that you're doing for high-end golf courses only. And, you know, you really want to see if this is something that you could do for them. Now, one of his questions, or the question asker, was saying, should I price things by the hole? I definitely think that that is a good idea, but also I would package price things, just like how I taught to Doug. Say, look, I can do aerial photos. I can do aerial video. This is obviously after you've collected the data to have a demo reel. So we're talking like you're talking the second golf course now, mm-hmm. and then have a third package where you're actually doing the mapping of a golf course.
Right.
So that way you could showcase to them what it would look like. And then I would put all of that together in a demo reel to showcase the packages in the reel. And then you could have some guy who sounds like this.
TrackMan, we are on the leading edge of sports technology. Unprecedented accuracy requires unprecedented data.
Yeah, it sounds really cool when a Brit does it.
It does. Everything sounds cooler when a Brit does it.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's all about how you sell it. Tell a story about why they would benefit from your footage. And essentially it comes down to engagement and interaction. It also comes down to the competitive advantage and the ability to market the course and what they can offer and provide, but also give people an interactive view before they come to the course. They can get a really good idea of what the course is like, the concepts, the challenges, and how they can become better players by visualizing this data and saying, look, you really want to try to hit over here. This is why. Check out the model. You can move around on the model and check it out and say, oh, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, and be able to essentially look around. So I'm going to go in here. So imagine this is like the same reason that we're working with, different studios to say, hey, look, this is how you can look at an area, a location. You can put your camera in any position possible, like how I'm doing right now. Check this out. So if I wanted to shoot outside the door and do a nice slide into this particular Western town, I could see exactly what it would look like. If I wanted to move my camera and get an angled shot looking at, you know, from one balcony to the next, what it would look like. I mean, you can really bring people into the area without them having to go experience it themselves. You can really provide pretty cool information data. Do you want this link to put in the show?
Yep.
All right. So you guys can check this out. This link will be in the show notes. I'm going to send it to Rob. Sketchfab is awesome because it's the easiest way to deliver data and modeling to your clients. But at the same time, it also creates a lot of artifacts and it doesn't really showcase the data that well. The best way to showcase your data is something like Autodesk Recap, but most of your clients won't even know how to use Autodesk Recap.
Yeah, that's one of the issues here is you've got to put it in a format that it's easy for the end user to use.
Correct. Yeah.
And I think it sounds like that's still a bit of a challenge.
It is. I think Sketchfab is definitely the way to go right now, but it's definitely not the best. And yeah, so in fact, actually, let's check this out because I'm pretty sure Doug, he's done so many models. I'm trying to find the golf course. That way you can link this in the show because he's done one. And it's not the most detailed because we've definitely learned a lot since he did this. Haystack Golf Course, boom, boom, boom. But here's this link. But you guys can get an idea of what Sketchfab looks like for golf courses and why it's so powerful.
Bottom line is, Brian, get a good reel together. Obviously be a great pilot.
So, okay.
Be a great editor.
You know, like for, hey, look, he even has the annotations in here. Look at that. Isn't that cool? So you can actually see like, oh, here's hole number one. He doesn't have the Pononos in here though, but you can actually get an idea of what the golf course looks like and what the holes look like and move around in space and understand it. But get a demo reel, get lots of photos in there, get lots of videos in there, do some models and mapping, showcase what that looks like to people, and then showcase how you could deliver it to them, how they could use that footage, what is the benefit of that footage to the golf course, but also discuss in your video the different packages that you offer so people have a visualization of what they would get for each package. I think that's really important. And those packages are priced. Don't put the prices in the demo reel. You never really want to put your prices in your demo reels at all because that gives your competitor a competitive advantage by knowing what you charge. But you can definitely show them, you know, what it looks like as far as what they would get. And I think that's really important. So make sure you check out the show notes for those two models that I discussed. Rob will put those links in the show notes themselves.
Okay.
And I would say the main thing is you cannot be afraid to go out there and talk to people, but you've got to speak their language. Why is this important to them? Why should they know? Is it going to affect their bottom line? If so, how much? Like, it's just so important for them to understand the value. If they don't understand the value, they're not going to hire you. It's that simple.
Yeah, and I don't know what metrics they use primarily. I would imagine certainly it's number of rounds played, obviously. So you want to increase the number of rounds played on their golf course.
100%.
Maybe it's members. Maybe some of these places are clubs and they want more members, and you can help them get more members by showcasing that course.
Totally.
All kinds of cool things that you can help them with.
Totally. I agree. Well, I hope that answers your question. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And if you want to learn how to do mapping, if you want to learn how to do interactive models and maps, if you want to learn how to tie all that material together into a presentable format, you have got to check out the classes in DroneU. Go to thedroneu.com, and I look forward to seeing you in the community. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.